Airscape. Imagine yourself underwater, still fully able to breathe. Now try moving. Move just one arm and hand, slowly at first. Can you feel how the water streams around the arm, between the fingers, across the back of the hand, and all around? As I do it now, I feel a fluidity in the movement itself, as if my arm and hand suddenly have a new life to them. They seem drawn to go on their own wherever they can, to flow and undulate anywhere and everywhere, to experiment spontaneously with greater freedom of motion. These slow, inherently elegant movements seem to become more fluid merely by imagining and thereby sensing that they are in a fluid. If you are doing it now, can you feel how graceful your moving has already become, and how effortless? Linger in this feeling as long as you like, while continuing to move. And if you like, gradually let the rest of your body join in. Let yourself become a strand of kelp, waving rhythmically in a bed of waving kelp in the ocean near where sea meets land. You might try standing up if you're sitting, and let your whole body, arms, legs, toes, and head, move however it likes, feeling the flowing currents around the body as it is drawn into responding in whatever ways it chooses to the fluid within which it is immersed. Actually, we do live at the bottom of an ocean of air. Letting go of the water image, you might play with seeing if you can actually feel this ocean of air with your skin as you move your arm and hand as slowly as before, feeling the streaming of the air through and around your fingers and hands, bathing in the sensations you are experiencing, whatever they are. As you settle more and more into your body and bring more and more awareness to the body as a whole, allowing it to move on its own, in its own way, perhaps noticing how the felt sense of the body moving can turn amazingly, instantly into the essence of Tai Chi, flowing movement within stillness, within an ocean of awareness, an ocean of air. Now, allow yourself to come to stillness and sense the air with your whole body. Rather than searching for a particular feeling, let it emerge on its own, as if you were listening with your skin for the air to speak. You do not have to reach out or try to do or feel anything. After all, the air is already all around you and inside you, touching you. Once you begin paying attention to it, loving the air, you can easily understand why it was elevated and revered as a primordial element by ancient civilizations. As I look out at the stand of hemlocks outside my window, they are swaying, playing at their Tai Chi. I feel the same air that is moving them, moving now across my back and shoulders and neck. In this we are united, touched on this June morning by the very same wave, each moved and moving in our own ways, and also amazingly joined in an exchange that is larger than both of us, in which all life, plant and animal, is participating in every moment around the entire planet. A giving and receiving between these large living kingdoms on a cosmic scale, a recycling and revitalizing of the air that also recycles and revitalizes us. And that, from our point of view as living creatures, is everything, because without the invisible air, we are soon nothing again ourselves. Touchscape. It is not just the air that touches us, although its touch is constant. Our body touches every chair it sits on, every piece of floor or ground it stands on, every surface it lies on, every piece of clothing in contact with the skin, every tool our hands wield, everything we attempt to grasp, lift, propel, receive, or deliver. And perhaps most importantly, we touch each other in myriad ways, sometimes automatic, sometimes perfunctory, sometimes sensuous, sometimes romantic, sometimes loving, sometimes aggressive, sometimes unfeeling, sometimes with anger. Depending on how we are touched, we can feel loved, accepted, and valued, or ignored, disrespected, assaulted. We touch through handshakes, a hand on another's shoulder, an arm around another, through pats, hugs, lifts, embraces, kisses, caresses, dances, massages, and usually in games where such touch is regulated by different sets of rules than our normal social code, through colliding, tackling, checking, grappling, even kicking and punching. And there are times when not in games we might be either touched or touching another in ways that are unkind, even menacing. Of course, increasingly, there are laws regulating that kind of touch in society for the protection of our basic rights of safety and bodily sovereignty as individuals. But however we touch and whatever we can touch either mindfully or mindlessly. And in any and every moment, we have a chance to know directly through awareness how we ourselves are being touched and how we are feeling and what we are sensing from moment to moment as a consequence of both how we are touching and how we are being touched. This is the landscape of touch, the touchscape, the sensory field of ever-reciprocal, direct somatic contact between ourselves and the world, which we can feel, whether superficial or deep, across any and every square inch of our bodies.